فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Khalid Abu Shafi' speaking to you. Great to have you with us. This is the 7th episode on the Tajweed podcast. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have reached so far up to the adab of the Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an with the etiquette. What we are going to talk in this episode, inshallah, is about the adab and the etiquette before reciting the Qur'an. And the second part is while reciting the Qur'an. And the third one is a general adab in reciting the Qur'an. First of all, we need to know that the one of the famous books that have been published so far is by Imam Abu Yahya Sharaf al-Din al-Nawawi. Imam al-Nawawi has wrote a book that's called At-Tibyan fi Adabi Hamalat al-Qur'an. He describes in this, it's not that big book, it's a small book, and he describes all the adab and the etiquette of reciting the Qur'an, as well as for those who are have memorized the whole Qur'an. So what are the etiquette and the manners in holding this Qur'an? So first of all, the adab before reciting the Qur'an, as you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. So we need to have that tahara and wudu. And the second thing, we need to be in a clean place that is free of any filth or najasat. Masjid, or your masjid at home, your musalla in your house, would be the suitable place and should be free from any distractions, and to dress with appropriate and suitable clothes. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, I was 12 years old when my mother used to put the turban for me and imama and qulunsuwa, and she used to send me to Rabi'a ibn Abd al-Rahman, and she used to tell me, خذ من أدبه وصمته قبل أن تأخذ من علمه. Take from his quietness and his manners and his morals and ethics before you acquire information of knowledge from him. That was the advice of Imam Malik al-Asbahi رحمه تعالى عليهم أجمعين. And the other thing before reciting the Quran, of course, we use the siwak. It's a very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the malaika to us. The siwak is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and used it not only in the Quran, in wudu, in a salat, before sleeping, in tahajjud, in speaking, in the khutbah to the people. So we are moving, inshallah, to the adab while reciting the Quran. While reciting the Quran, it is a very important, before we start reciting the Quran, to say the isti'adha. And that is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And of course, the isti'adha has been mentioned in different narrations and reports, the way how we say it, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, or أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. We are going to see this in the next few episodes coming, inshallah. So check it out. While reciting the Qur'an also, we need to do istihdar. We present that we are reading in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we try to make it so beautiful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to us. As a person is reciting the Qur'an, or a person who enters in the prayer and the salat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves to listen to us while we are reciting the Qur'an. The other thing we need to do is tadabbur, contemplating while reciting the Qur'an, to have that tadabbur. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't they contemplate and think and ponder within the verses of the Qur'an? And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, whenever the tasbih, ayah of tasbih, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم does the tasbih. If there is any sajdatu tilawa, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم does sajdatu tilawa. We are going to talk in a different episode and chapters regarding sajdatu tilawa. It's very important. And also To observe the maratib and stages of reciting the Qur'an. Because reciting the Qur'an, also we are going to talk about this in details. It's called a tahqiq and a tadweer. So reciting tahqiq, which is slow, so when you recite the Qur'an, you need to observe the way how you recite it in a slow manner, and the way how you recite it in a medium pace manner, or when you recite it in a fast manner. So you need to observe the rules of tajweed while you are doing these three maratib or three stages, either hadr or tahqiq or tadweer. The last thing is when you recite the Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem and you have a khatma, or you have completed the whole Qur'an Al-Kareem, it is a sunnah of all the salaf and the khalaf and the ulama from the beginning of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until today, that whenever they finish, they do not complete finishing the Qur'an by ending into قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, but they end it by starting from the beginning, reading Al-Fatiha and Alif Lam Mim up to Al-Muflihun, and at the end they do Dua Al-Khatm, that's called Al-Hal Al-Murtahal, which is the person and the Muslim who is reciting the Qur'an keep and reciting and will never stop reciting the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reward of this reciting the Qur'an and being like Al-Hal Al-Murtahil. Other general adab, there are, we need to learn Lafz Al-Qur'an, which is the four things. Number one is to learn tajweed and lafz and the Arabic language of the Qur'an. Number two, we learn the fiqh of the Qur'an. Number three, we need to learn the practices of the Qur'an. What does the sharia of the Qur'an? So how to practice the Qur'an. So when we learn the second part, which is the fiqh and the sharia of the Qur'an, we try to practice upon ourselves. And the fourth thing, we convey this Qur'an to other people who do not know it. We teach it to other people. We teach it to our children and our friends and our neighbors and our people. The last thing I want to add is to avoid the haram. Of course, alhamdulillah, we're all Muslims. But remember, by having that little piece of haram may affect your memorization and your recitation of the Qur'an. As Imam al-Shafi'i was asking his teacher, Imam Waqi', by telling that I have forgotten some of the verses when I was memorizing and I could not memorize some of the knowledge that I have been revising. And he asked him, what happened to you? And then he told him the story that he looked somewhere that is not desirable to look. And then Imam Waqi', he said to him to avoid doing things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you protect and retain this knowledge and this Qur'an. So the Imam al-Shafi'i has made the poetry and the verses of a poetry saying that شكوت سوء حفظي إلى وكيعي فأرشدني إلى ترك المعاصي وقال لي إن العلم نور ونور الله لا يهدى لعاصي. I have brought the matter to my teacher, Imam Waqi', about what happened to me that I could not memorize. Imam Waqi', I have inquired from me what I have done, and I have explained to him. Then he said to me, do not commit any sins, otherwise you retain, it will not be there anymore, as the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never meet with the darkness of sins. So inshallah, jazakumullahu khairan. Please, if you have any questions or a comment, put it into my site. I had a little bit of technical problem just lately, but now alhamdulillah has been fixed. Barakallahu feekum. This is the 7th episode, and the 8th episode inshallah I'm going to talk about the Arkanul Quran, which is Rasm al-Uthmani, and the authentic reciting, and the adaptable to the Arabic language. So the three matters, I'm going to talk about them inshallah in the next episode soon. Barakallahu feekum wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
هنيئا مريئا والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلى